Good morning, gorgeous. How are you doing this morning? I hope you're doing wonderful. Welcome to the Dr. Daff Show. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Daff, and I'm so happy that you're here today for this segment on how pornography drained your femininity. Believe it or not, there are a handful of women, more than you think, that engage in porn regularly. It's very difficult to gauge this when they do studies because most people are ashamed to even talk about their porn consumption, so they don't involve themselves in surveys and things like that. But many times we think that it's just men, but it's not. And I want to talk to you today about how you engaging with porn, whether you're watching it, reading it, seeing it regularly, and desiring it, can impact your femininity. I don't want you to carry the shame and the guilt and the heavy feelings that can come with this topic, because the thing is, many of you need this. I receive a number of women reaching out saying that they're struggling with this secretly and they really want to be free from this. So I want to talk about why people even engage in porn to begin with, what it does to you in terms of your femininity, and some ways that you can release yourself from this bondage. I want you to go ahead and sit back, relax, get something to drink, get something to write with, and let's talk about this. We live in a world today where it is very easy to access things like pornography. It is everywhere. Even if you're not trying to access it is in your face. And now when you even watch a regular movie, even like a PG-13 movie, the acts in the movie are so similar to things that are viewed on pornography websites. They have really started to really push and cross that line. It's everywhere. It's in the books. It's in video games. It's on billboards. It's everywhere. So now more than ever, it is really crucial to understand how when you regularly engage, when you are seeking it out, when you want to see that thing, when you want to read that thing, when you're searching for it and yearning for it and longing for it, how it's actually impacting you as a woman and how it's impacting your femininity. Now, pornography can be viewed in various ways. It's not always watching it on a website. It can definitely be in video format, but it can also be in pictures and in novels. I know a lot of you ladies like to read those like romance novels with the juicy, hot, fiery scenes in the book, but those images are, you know, leading you into that world of fantasy, that world of explicit pornography. So any explicit sexual images are considered pornography. And unfortunately, because of the embarrassment and the shame that comes with wanting and desiring these things, we end up doing it in secret. We end up doing it and it is becoming a bigger and bigger issue in our lives and leading to other things in our lives. And we don't have control over it. I want to talk about some reasons why people watch porn, because it's not always just that you're some sick, perverted person. You're not. There are lots of different reasons. There are psychological reasons. There are things happening in your brain in terms of chemicals. There are spiritual reasons. Like, there's so much intertwined with porn, because the act of sex is such a spiritual act. It is something that goes above what we can see. There are so many entities attached to that sexual conversation with your bodies. There are things that God has put into place that we don't fully even understand, but it's deep. And because it's deep, it's so deeply rooted, the effects come out in so many different parts of our lives. It's not one of those mindless things that has zero consequences. There are ramifications for this, and some of them you may not have thought about before. But I want to talk about why. Why do people want to watch these things and are even addicted to these things? Well, one of the simple most common reasons is loneliness. A lot of women are lonely. You know, we live in a world where being in a relationship and dating has become more and more difficult. Even the ratio of men to women and available men, straight men to women, is decreasing and decreasing. And a lot of women find themselves in places where they feel like they need to fulfill this yearning and hunger of love and passion and desire. And so they go to a fantasy, because our brains love that novelty, that excitement, that dopamine rush that we get. And so we seek it out to fulfill that void in our lives. Or maybe you're lonely because your husband is traveling, or your husband, God forbid, is in prison, or he's on military duty. And so you're not able to access that love that you know is like waiting for you. So you give yourself that pleasure. You may be lonely because you're just not in a relationship. You know, you're single, you've been single for a while, you've developed your own relationship with yourself. And so you please yourself and you give yourself what you're lacking. And some people just don't receive any form of touch in general. It's not even just the intimacy, but they don't receive people regularly hugging them and showing them warmth, physical warmth. And so they feel that they need to give that to themselves in order to create that sensation that we naturally get when we have that human connection. Some people engage in porn because of childhood trauma. They have experienced some serious sexual trauma in their childhood that impacts them. And because of what someone else did that hurt you, that violated you, it has created this sort of dysfunction within your body where you're craving and you're desiring these things. And maybe even some things that are very perverted, you're desiring these things because of what someone did to sort of dysregulate you, to disrupt your normal development, to change the way your brain thinks. And so it's even beyond you. It's not even like you want to do this stuff, but someone has disrupted something inside of you. And that's why you are seeking and desiring these things. Some people do it because of a thrill. They love the excitement. They love, again, that dopamine rush and all the other chemicals that sort of derive from looking for videos and finding the right one and finding a new one and seeking more and more and more pleasure. You know, porn has this addictive component that can come sometimes when you are regularly watching the same thing and then needing more of a hit, something stronger, something more. And some people love that excitement. Especially people who have mental health disorders or have neurological disorders where they are in like a manic state and they need a rush. A lot of times that sexual route is what they use to fulfill that. Some people engage with porn because they feel unwanted and they feel lonely and hopeless. Like maybe there's something wrong with you. Maybe you feel like there's something off because a doctor told you that you're not normal, because people in, you know, that you've engaged with when you're younger told you that there's something wrong with your body. You feel like you have some sort of physical deformity, or maybe it is verified that you have a deformity of some sort, or something is happening within you internally, like you have severe anxiety. There are things that you know are preventing you from having a normal sexual relationship because you want to hide those parts of you. And so porn is your escape and your sense of having a new reality where no one has to see, no one has to know, or you might even be able to find things that are similar to yourself within people. And so you connect with that. Some people even watch pornography with their significant others. So it's not even something you're doing as this like private activity, but it's something that your husband wants you to do, or maybe your boyfriend wants you to do. And so you use that as a gateway, as an entry into your sexual relations. And that can be like the purpose that you watch it for. Maybe you don't even want to watch it. Maybe you have no interest in it, but your husband is like pressuring you or has made it part of your sexual routine in order to like get you going, excite you, build you up sexually. And so this is part of your lifestyle. And there are more reasons. These are just some reasons why people watch porn. For some people, it's just a habit. You've been doing it so long since you were a teenager, and now this is just part of your nightly routine to fall asleep. But one thing I want you to consider in terms of femininity, in terms of you being a beautiful, open, loving, free, compassionate woman, when you think about loving yourself and you think about your life, when you do engage with porn, when you do watch porn, when you then watch and then you proceed to masturbate and gratify yourself, what do you feel like afterwards? How does it make you feel? How does your body feel? How does your mind feel? How does your spirit feel? Do you feel good about it? Do you feel happy about it? Do you feel like it's something that you want to share with the world? Do you feel okay with someone knowing that you're doing that in the next room? Are you hiding it? Are you doing it in secret? Do you feel shame and guilt afterwards? Do you feel disgusted with yourself? Do you feel like maybe you're not lovable or maybe there's something wrong with you? How do you feel after that? Because how you feel is your body telling you what's going on inside of you, your spirit telling you what's going on inside of you. You know, some of you ladies are maybe even like in Christ, like you're actually Christians and your commitment to God says that you should not be engaging with this. However, you're able to turn it off and just be like, okay, I'm just going to like pretend I don't hear God right now because I have to do this. But then how do you feel afterwards? I want you to think about how you feel because femininity is so tied to your feelings. It's so tied to your body and being one with your body, engaging with your body in a way where you listen to your body. You listen to what your body is telling your mind. Okay. And many of you, for so many reasons, and I'll explain later, do not feel good after it because it does drain your femininity. And I want to talk about some ways that it does that. Unfortunately, many forms of pornography objectify women. And that is like one of the number one pillars as to how it drains your femininity and how it stops you or moves you from being your true feminine self. You're watching something that is truly looking at women as objects and as bodily parts to just use. And this can change your perception of sex. It can make you think that sex is a form of you just being openly available for a man to do any and everything that he desires with you. And if you've never had sex, if maybe you're a teenager, it can completely distort your reality as to what sex should be like. And if you are trying to figure it out, because some people watch porn because they're just trying to figure out, okay, what actually happens here? Like, what am I supposed to do? What does a man expect? And so they open up themselves to that world. It is incorrect. It is wrong. It is not the normal, natural path. It is something that has been tweaked for entertainment, for perversion, and for, you know, pleasure seeking. So it's actually not even right. And it can make you feel really awful. It can impact your self-esteem in a very negative way as a woman. To see, you know, men treating women like this can be really awful, especially if you've experienced anything like that. Watching a man treat a woman like that is awful. And it can make you think that it's actually okay for a man to treat you that way. And it can also, like I have heard women who struggle with their sexual identities, like maybe they are heterosexual women, but they don't want to even identify as being a woman anymore because of the objectification of women. Like in pornography, they don't want to ever be seen like that to a man. They don't want to be treated like that with a man. And so they will identify as a man or as something completely different because they don't want that enmeshment. If I don't know if that makes sense to you, and that's like a different topic, but I've heard that and it was shocking because I never thought about that, about how someone could be so upset and disgusted and just want to be so far away from ever being in that situation. Pornography can also impact your self-esteem as a feminine woman because you are looking at your physical appearance as what's most important. And yes, you know, as a woman, being beautiful and being feminine is so important, but it's not the most important thing. Being beautiful on the inside is the most important thing. And when you watch pornography and you see that your appearance is really what is the motivator, even if you look at the categories of porn, you see how appearance is so, you know, important. It can start to make you look at your own body and feel shame and feel unworthy and feel like you need to make adjustments to your body. I've seen women who have, I mean, plenty of women who have made adjustments to their body because they believe that that is what men desire based on porn, which, you know, porn leads to other different genres and industries, right? People watching porn are producing shows and producing music. And so it kind of gets flooded into different things like hip hop. Perfect example, listening to hip hop music, listening to rap music, you know, there is that like pipeline that pornography is very much enmeshed with it. And that body image that's being expressed as ideal then becomes what you're comparing yourself to. And it can just make you feel unworthy. Like, my butt needs to be bigger. My hips need to be bigger. My breasts need to be bigger. You know, whatever it is, my lips need to be bigger. And so you end up spending money and time and just your mental health over these things that really are not important. So I really want you to consider how much porn can affect you in terms of how you see yourself as a woman, in terms of seeing yourself as separate from your body, seeing yourself as a person who has to fulfill a man's desires, and that's your sole purpose. And if you can't do it, then you're not worthy. Okay, all those things are lies, but they truly can affect your femininity if you are constantly feeding your mind with these images and videos. Pornography can also impact and drain your femininity because it truly does distort what the sexual relationship should be like. In terms of our relationship with God, for those of you who are in Christ, man and women were made to have sex together in the bounds and the confines and the protection of marriage. And that is for so many reasons. That's God's design. So anything outside from that is outside of God's will and outside of God's design. And when you watch pornography and you watch these scenes and you see all of these things being depicted, it can make you believe that this is what romance looks like. Because they make pornography different for women and men because they know that women like a little more razzle-dazzle, a little more romance, a love story. So they design it a little bit differently from what I've been told from people who work in that industry. And so if you're watching this or even reading these romance novels that turn very graphic, you start to believe that this is what romance looks like. And so you may start looking at your partner differently, looking at your husband differently, being dissatisfied. You may also start to imagine these things that are in your memory when you're having relations with your husband or your partner. You might start thinking that this is not enough, so I need to recreate this scene from this movie or this whatever that I ingested so I can be aroused. And that is robbery. That is robbery from your relationship. You know, your husband is a person that's supposed to satisfy you. And you taking it away from him because you are imagining some other man is wrong. And it robs you of your joy and it robs him of his wife, right? So it's deeper than just consuming it for pleasure. It stays with you. It stays with you. These images stay with you and it distorts your perception of reality. It can also impact your self-esteem because it can make you believe that the bodies that you see and the things that you see are normal. So you don't realize that you're looking at highly edited images and scripts, and you may start comparing your body to their bodies and thinking that your body is just something that's off with it, it doesn't look right, or, you know, just start thinking that something is wrong with you because your body doesn't look like a model's body. And of course, when you start having those thoughts, it can start impacting your relationship because then you may think that your husband is actually dissatisfied with you because he really thinks that you should be looking like that too. And because you don't, he's probably looking at other women. He probably desires a woman who's a little bit better than you, who looks better than you. You may start having trust issues and just causing harm in your relationship. You won't be able to flow in your femininity and be joyful and be open and be trusting if you are insecure, when you are comparing yourself to fantasies. Ladies, before we continue, I want to share my fragrance line with you, Fine Forever. Fine Forever is a fragrance line with a promise. It is a blessed luxury fragrance line that promotes the promises of God. Each fragrance is tied to a biblical scripture to remind you that with God, you will be fine forever. We launched our first fragrance, 2911, after the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, which talks about the plans God has for your life. This fragrance is rich, deep, mysterious, and feminine. It will surely turn heads and become a signature scent for you. We also have our Faith Collection, which introduces two beautiful fragrances that are unique and memorable, Silent Storm and Mustard Seed. Mustard Seed is a fresh, delicate, and bright aquatic floral fragrance, and it's reminiscent of a warm beach on a tropical sea. Silent Storm is a decadent, gourmand fragrance that portrays youthful femininity. Silent Storm is rich, smooth, and refined. Visit the website www.fineforever.com. You can use the code Dr. Daff for 20% off of your fragrance. Thank you so much for your love, your kindness, and your support. Now, back to our episode. And engaging in pornography can also just be a very addictive cycle. It can turn from just a once in a while thing to part of your lifestyle and rob you of your time that you could be using, furthering your business, furthering your education, writing, reading, just becoming the person that you know you're supposed to be, working towards your purpose, spending time with God, spending time with your family, having meaningful conversations with friends, just doing things that are actually going to promote more beauty in your life versus spending hours scrolling and watching things and, you know, just doing things that end up gratifying yourself in the moment, but then bringing you lots of unpleasant feelings afterwards. It's a very addictive cycle. And when you start to watch porn regularly, when you're engaging in pornography, you end up watching more and more perverse types of pornography, because it starts off as one thing, and that one thing sometimes is not enough, or you're curious about more, and then you start watching things that are just completely ridiculous or completely perverted, and that becomes what it takes for you to be satisfied. And that is very dangerous. It's not normal for a reason. And so these things end up becoming, in your mind, normal. And sadly, it can actually start to play out in your real life, where you are potentially even seeking some of these things out, or being okay with some of these things happening in your life, or meeting someone who tells you that they have engaged in this or that. And because you've seen it before, you're okay with it now. And it's dangerous. You may even think that people being involved in other very devious sexual things is okay because you know about the things that you do or that you watch. And so you allow things to be more permissible. You might start even looking at ordinary people differently. You know, when you watch a lot of things like that, your brain starts changing. You're changing as a person. So if you're watching people who are naked every single night, when you go out in the store, you may see a nice looking woman or man, and you start imagining what they could be doing, or imagining them with their clothes off, or just having lots of like evil imaginations because of what you're exposing yourself to regularly. And this is not a beautiful characteristic or trait. This is something that is hijacking your mind. How can you be the beautiful person that you actually are when something is hijacking your mind? Something so evil. It's not for you, and I want it to be far from you. It can also make you more promiscuous in general. When you're used to seeing this, it becomes your norm. Your brain sometimes can't even differentiate what is real and what is not real when you watch things. Like people say sometimes, I have seen lots of research on this when it comes to movies, that, you know, a person doing something like violent on a TV screen can feel just like it's happening to you in person. Like your brain is not always able to tell the difference as like, okay, this is a movie, or is the arrow or the weapon actually being pointed at me? Your brain is, you know, gets that racy thing going on with your heart because it's having a hard time differentiating what's fantasy and what's reality. And so this can also happen when you watch pornography. And so in the day-to-day schemes of your life, yes, maybe you've only had one partner, but in your mind, that may not be the case. And you might start becoming more open and willing to do lots of very promiscuous things because of your involvement with pornography. And things that you would have never, ever thought were okay, now you're considering, or you're imagining, or you're making up scenarios. You're on the train and you see this man and you're like, oh, I wonder if he just took me into the bathroom. And in your mind, you would have never thought about something like that, something so like cheap and dirty. But because you watch this kind of stuff on a regular, this is what your mind is thinking about. Okay, so it's very dangerous in that way. And with that, you're also opening yourself up to also just being engaged in sexual careers. So not just like imagining things with other people, but opening yourself up to doing sexual things as a job, whether it's prostitution or involving yourself as, you know, becoming a stripper or creating an OnlyFans. All of these sexually deviant things stem from this. And little by little, more and more becomes okay with you. When you are engaging with porn, just also realize that you are feeding into a very evil industry. The sex industry is filled with people who are victims, women who have suffered lots of violence and sexual crimes, and they have had lots of childhood sexual abuse, and there are reasons why they are involved in this industry. Even women who have been sex trafficked, or children, or people who are just so down on their luck and money, and this is their last resort. And the industry has taken advantage of these people because they don't have family, they don't have support, they don't have anywhere else to go, and this is all they have. And you are supporting that when you watch it. And this is how the industry continues to grow and thrive. So I'm not sure if you have listened to the podcast where I've had women on my show who were in the sex industry, but if you haven't, I would recommend that you watch those videos and listen to those podcasts, because it goes into detail from people who have been in these industries as to what they actually have to face, what they're really dealing with, and why they even were able to do those things on camera. Because these are real people. Yes, they're actors, but they're real people. And you have to think about what would make a person be opening themselves to this kind of thing. You are supporting an evil industry when you watch porn. Watching pornography can also invite demonic oppression into your life. Some of you ladies are struggling greatly with depression and, you know, lots of different spiritual things and emotional things that are happening inside of you. And it's not just coming from a chemical imbalance or coming from a family history. It's actually coming because you open the door for demons. Because sexual immorality is a sin. It is a lust. It's a lust of the flesh. And a lust is a strong craving or a strong desire. So it's a strong sexual craving or desire. And that is considered a sin by God. And because you are engaging in this sin, you are inviting demonic oppression. You are inviting demons and devils into your life, into your sexual life, into your body. And therefore experiencing lots of different problems that you probably can't pinpoint why all this stuff is happening, but it's connected to the fact that you're opening your eyes and your ears, these gateways, into your body for demons to oppress you. For those of you who don't know anything about the spiritual world and you're not familiar with these kinds of things, it may be very new to you and very confusing, but just know that these things are real, and that's why these things are happening. This is not something that you just get away from, and it's not having any effect on you. You pay for it with your life. You pay for it in other ways. But I want you to know that that's not the end. It doesn't have to end there. If you really are struggling with this, it is something that you can be freed from. And there are programs and counselors and therapists that can help you if you really are struggling in this area to overcome it. You have to put certain parameters and things in your life to stop yourself from being tempted to engage and really cut off those areas in your day or in your life or people in order to, you know, really move away from it. But in terms of the spiritual, like, stronghold, because it really is a bondage, you can also be freed from it through the love of Christ. Because again, it is a sin. And if you have been involving yourself in this sin, especially if this is something that has come to you because of something that has happened to you, just know that the Lord loves you. He loves you and he knows, he understands, he gets it, he understands why you're doing this, and all he wants you to do is give it to him and ask him for help, ask him to help you to break the bondage of this thing. The Lord says in Matthew 5:28, "But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart." When you are involved with pornography, you feel shame. And when you feel that shame, it's because you're in sin and you end up hiding from God. You are in bondage because of the devil. You have given the devil permission to enter your life. But here's the thing. The Lord Jesus says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens a door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." Revelation 3:20. God is knocking. The Lord Jesus is knocking at your door saying, "Look, I can help you with this, but I need you to let me in. I need you to tell me about it. Give it to me. Let me help you with this. I want to help you. I want to free you." The Lord came to free you. He knows what you're up against. He knows that this world is evil and that these things are so easy to fall into. So many of us fell into this stuff as children. It's been going on for so long. And Jesus was there. He knows what happened. But he wants to help you. That is literally why he came and died for you, is to help you with these very things. Not just for you to go to church and eat crackers and just say, "I love the Lord," but to be able to free you. Because he knows that you're in bondage, even if you don't know. And the word says in Luke 4:18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed." You can be set free. Jesus says that he makes people what they aren't. Well, he didn't say that, but that's exactly what he does. He makes people what they aren't. And you don't have to be the woman that you've been this whole time. This woman who is afraid of the shame in her life of pornography. You can be who you're supposed to be. The woman that God created you to be. You can be a beautiful, feminine woman. And you can be free of the lust of the flesh of pornography. And be proud of yourself for overcoming something that is so difficult in this world. And I'm proud of you because you're even thinking about it and wanting to be set free and wanting to let go of whatever pleasures you think come from it. Whatever you're dealing with your husband, whatever thoughts you have in order to be able to even have sex with your husband or even enjoy sex with your husband, whatever perverted things are seeping through your sexual life, God can remove them from you completely. Jesus can actually heal your memories, all of your memories, so that you can have a fresh start and a joyful, peaceful, loving sexual relationship. If you want more information on how to stop watching porn, let me know. If you want more information on sex and femininity and like what feminine sex should look like, or, you know, whatever it is that you want, don't be afraid or ashamed to let me know. You can send me a message on Instagram at the Dr. Daff Show or at Dr. Michelle Daff. You can leave me a comment. I want to hear from you. Like, how did you overcome pornography? Or what has pornography done for your self-esteem or for your life? And how did you overcome it if you were struggling with it? We want to know in the comments. I'm so thankful that you stayed this long and you listened to this message. And I really hope that it blessed you and that it gave you hope and it created a little bit of sunshine in your day. I love you so much and I'm so grateful for all of your support. Please share this podcast with anyone that you think could benefit from this information. Again, so many women are struggling with this silently and could really use someone to speak into their lives in a way that does not make them feel ashamed and gives them a little bit of hope. I love you all so much and I appreciate you being here and just being a part of my community, showing me so much love and support. And until next time, remember that in all things you do, make a feminine impression. Bye-bye.